And welcome back. You're tuned in to the HBC New Nation Radio Show, and I'm your host, Anthony Ray. Glad to have you join the broadcast today. You know, since its founding, UNCF has targeted the financial barriers that have struck college attainment for African Americans. Though daunting and formidable obstacles, dollars are not the only barriers that UNCF works to remove. Inaccurate data and information, as well as contentious analysis and critiques of African-American educational issues, are all too often obstructions that UNCF must contend with and navigate. And no topic has been the object of more misinformation and partisanship than HBCUs. HBCUs have often been a partisan target for those who oppose college aspirations of African Americans, or for those who, misguided and misinformed, assume that any category with black in its title is exclusionary or somehow passe in post-racial America. So in 1996, UNCF created the Frederick Douglass Patterson Research Institute to conduct research and disseminate accurate data and rigorously vetted reports about African-American educational attainment from cradle to college, and importantly, about the role, the record of accomplishments, and the impact of HBCUs. The research is purposeful, intentional, and evidence-based. Its audience is government, policy, and decision makers, philanthropies, educators, corporations, and individuals, including parents and students, community leaders, all of whom have important roles to perform as we work to ensure that African Americans earn college diplomas. Patterson has a robust publication library with more work in progress, and his voice is both heard and considered in the national education conversation. And joining us today for this segment is Brian K. Bridges. He serves as Vice President, Research and Member Engagement, and leads UNCF's Frederick D. Patterson Research Institute and the Institute for Capacity Building. Dr. Bridges serves as UNCF's Chief Research Officer, Principal Editor, and Contributor for FDPRI's publications and the manner of internal and external projects involving capacity building, evaluation, and assessment. Dr. Bridges also leads the UNCF Career Paths Initiative, a project funded by the Lilly Endowment to improve job placement outcomes at HBCUs and PBIs. During his tenure at UNCF, Brian has served as the lead on more than $52 million in grant-funded projects. Today, Dr. Bridges and I will be discussing a brief that he published that focuses on college student graduation, specifically the awarding of degrees to African-American undergraduates entitled Building Better Futures, the Value of a UNCF Investment. Dr. Bridges, welcome back to the show.
Glad to be with you, Anthony. I hope all is well.
Absolutely. It's all is well. You're with us today. We appreciate taking time on your busy schedule to join the broadcast today. You point out in your brief that although it is imperative that all college students in the U.S. attain and sustain a high level of post-secondary educational completion, there are two reasons for this particular brief's focus on a particular undergraduate population. Why is that?
Well, you know, we focus on the students that we work with most. So of course, UNCF was created to assist the private HBCUs that comprise its network. So we're definitely interested, first and foremost, in the students who attend those institutions. Mm-hmm. Secondarily, we're also interested in, UNCF is grounded in the African-American community, so we're interested in the African-American community experience. And so so African-American students who attend HBCUs, there are some characteristics that those students have a tendency to fall under. One of those is that they have a tendency to be low income, more so than the average college student. So we're very interested in helping low-income African-American students, not just low-income, but definitely acutely interested in assisting low-income African-American students not only get to college, but get through college, because what we're seeing today is that just getting there is not enough, but we need them to graduate and find themselves meaningful careers that lead to productive lives thereafter. So we're really interested in the African American student experience, even though I always have to point out to people that those aren't the only population of students that we serve. UNC have actually award scholarships to students attending over 1,100 institutions across the country. So I don't want people to think that UNCF only gives scholarships to African-American students, but we're definitely squarely focused on that population of students.
Well, you know, that's a good point, because UNCF is the country's largest provider of scholarships to students of color and awards more than 10,000 scholarships per year through more than 400 programs, to students at over 900 colleges and universities. In addition to scholarships, UNCF provides operating costs to 37 private HBCUs. That's it right there. I don't think folks realize that you guys were providing 10,000 scholarships a year through 400 programs to over 900 colleges and universities. Wow.
Yes, I mean, I think, and actually we can even update that further given our most recent numbers at the end of this academic year, is that, you know, we're awarding scholarships to students at 1,100 colleges. Mm-hmm. And so, and the 10,000 number is over 10,000, but it goes up and down. The year,
sure.
The high year was around 16,000 scholarships. And so, yes, we award anywhere from 10,000 to 15,000 scholarships a year, which amounts to over $100 million in scholarships. But even that, Anthony, even that, we still have to turn down 9 of every 10 students who apply.
Wow.
For scholarships.
Hmm. I didn't realize the number was that high.
Yes, we, given our resources, yes, we have resources to award over $100 million in scholarships each year.
Right.
But we don't have enough resources to meet the full scope of need that is out there.
Mm-hmm.
So in theory, we could probably award $1 billion in scholarships each year if we had the resources.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Now, you and I are discussing a briefing that you prepared entitled Building Better Futures, the Value of a UNCF Investment. Simply put, what is the value of a UNCF investment?
Well, to give you a little bit of context around this piece, this was done really to look at UNCF scholarship effectiveness.
Okay.
And so we wanted to, when we talk about the value of a UNCF investment, we talk about the impact our scholarships have on the students who receive them.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things, we did some complex regression analysis, and one of the things we found was that about a $5,000 award for our students actually ends up in them having a higher likelihood of graduating by 8 percentage points. And so what does that mean? We found that our students, and we controlled for all the mitigating factors, we controlled for academic performance. So people might say that, well, of course they're going to have a higher likelihood of graduating. You're giving scholarships. Merit scholarships. All of our scholarships aren't merit-based.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are actually need-based. So we control for academic preparation, we control for family income, and a couple of other variables, gender as well. And what we found was that when we award around a $5,000 scholarship to an African-American freshman, their likelihood of graduating increases by about 8 percentage points. So
wow.
What does that mean? What does that mean nationally? So given the national graduation rate of African-American students, if we could extrapolate the same results across the entire country, that would mean that essentially we would earn about another 16,000 or so African American bachelor's degrees every year.
Mm-hmm.
If we could extend those same results, that 8 percentage point increase with a $5,000 scholarship, if we could achieve those same results nationally, we'd get it about almost another 16,000 bachelor's degrees from African American students each year.
Wow, that's really powerful. That goes to your point that UNCF scholarships are not just mere symbolic displays of solidarity, devoid of intrinsic meaning. Rather, you believe and you mean to show that award dollars provide returns in the form of increased college success, as you pointed out, not only on the scale of individual students, but also for the entire nation. That's a very good point you make.
Yes, I mean, I think what we really did this for was to help people understand, one, the impact of scholarships in general, but also help contribute to UNCF's value proposition. So our scholarships make a difference in the lives of the students who receive them.
Mm-hmm. If you're just joining us, you're tuned in to the HBCU Nation radio show, and I'm your host, Anthony Ray. Glad to have you join the broadcast today. And joining us for this segment is our good friend, Dr. Brian K. Bridges. Dr. Bridges serves as Vice President, Research and Member Engagement, and leads UNCF's Frederick D. Patterson Research Institute and the Institute for Capacity Building. In this role, Dr. Bridges serves as UNCF's Chief Research Officer, Principal Editor, and Contributor for FDPRI's publications, and the Manager of Internal and External Projects involving the Capacity Building, Evaluation, and Assessment. Brian also leads the UNCF Career Pathways Initiative, a project funded by the Lilly Endowment to improve job placement outcomes at HBCUs and PBIs. During his tenure at UNCF, Brian has served as the lead on more than $52 million in grant-funded projects. And today, he and I are discussing a brief that he published that focuses on college student graduation, specifically the awarding of degrees to African-American undergraduates, entitled Building Better Futures, the Value of a UNCF Investment. Dr. Bridges, again, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me, Anthony. Enjoy these conversations.
Yes, sir, absolutely. Really appreciate all that you do. And again, discussing your findings that relate to this particular research that you have done. And again, you have found that it's imperative that all students in the United States attain and sustain a high level of post-secondary education. But we're talking about the two particular reasons that your brief focuses upon, the HBCU population, and we really appreciate that. Now, in reading your brief, I found that to determine the value of the UNCF scholarship, your institute, the Frederick D. Patterson Research Institute, analyzed data on 2,523 African-American undergraduate students who received UNCF scholarship awards in 2006 and for whom the National Student Clearinghouse was able to provide data on whether the student had earned a degree by September 2012. What were your findings?
Well, there were quite a few things that actually emerged. One was that we realized that our students, were the students we awarded scholarships to, were actually financially needier than mm-hmm. the average African-American student nationally. Mm-hmm. So our students had more need than the national average African-American student.
Right.
And so, but they were also strong academically. So mm-hmm. even though these were needier students than average, they also had a strong academic profile. Mm-hmm. And they were slightly more likely to graduate with degrees in STEM fields.
Mm-hmm.
Which helps also contribute to the HBCU value proposition and its contributions to the STEM workforce. But those are just some of the student characteristics, and the highest level findings were that our scholarships had the greatest impact on the students who needed them most.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, students with a higher amount of financial need were more likely to benefit from a larger UNCF award than even when we control for GPA. We also found that the scholarships had a measurable impact on graduation rates. As I mentioned earlier,
mm-hmm.
that the graduation rates for our scholarship recipients for this cohort was 70%, and for African American students, these are African American freshmen who received scholarships mm-hmm. from 2006. And what we found was that the national African American graduation rate that year, 6-year graduation rate, was only about 40%.
Mm-hmm.
So these students graduated at a 30 percentage point higher rate than the national picture of African-American students.
Mm-hmm.
And they were also retained at a higher rate, and this is all after controlling for GPA as well.
Mm-hmm.
And what we also found was that our scholarships were positively and significantly linked to higher likelihood of graduating from college.
Mm-hmm.
So when we control for GPA, a scholarship of about $5,000 increased their likelihood of graduating by over almost 8 percentage points.
Wow.
As I mentioned, that basically, if we could extrapolate or have the same kind of effects nationally,
mm-hmm.
if we could award the African American mm-hmm. student $5,000 scholarship and have the same kind of result be replicated, we would see another 15,800 or so, almost another 16,000 African-American bachelor's degrees being awarded annually.
Wow. But that goes to your point that how critical it is that nonprofit associations and policy organizations and scholarship providers and college universities and other like-minded institutions that are committed to enabling more African-Americans to go to and through college join UNCF's effort, as you pointed out, because as a nation, if we do that, then we're able to see the needed increase for college-age students entering and graduating from post-secondary institutions. Isn't that correct?
I agreed. I mean, right. I think the more people helping to do this work, to get more of our students to and through college, mm-hmm. the better our community will be.
Mm-hmm. So bottom line, that is your recommendation, that for achieving this goal that we need as a nation, that we need to get other folk, other organizations definitely involved in investing in low-income students. Is that right?
Yes. Those are the students. They're increasing in number. And we need more of those students because those are the ones who don't get to college at a higher rate. So we need more of those students to graduate and become productive members of our society and integral members of the workforce.
Building Better Futures, the value of a UNCF investment. Brian K. Bridges serves as Vice President, Research and Member Engagement, and leads UNCF's Frederick D. Patterson Research Institute and the Institute for Capacity Building. During his tenure at UNCF, Dr. Bridges has served as the lead on more than $52 million in grant funding projects. As always, Dr. Brian K. Bridges, we're always blessed to have you join the broadcast, and thank you for all that you do, sir.
Thank you for having me, and look forward to spending some time in the future.
Yes, sir. Until next time, God bless.
Thank you.
More of the HBCU Nation Radio Show is coming up.